whistle. He blows his full-time whistle. There's no time for St. Eunan's to engineer another effort or attack on goal. The Termon players are celebrating out in front of us. Their supporters are on their feet. The young supporters are running onto the pitch. A famous victory for Termon Moraine. I'll tell you what, I thought there would be another chance for St. Eunan's maybe to keep this game going, but the referee has brought an end to this contest. And Termon have beaten St. Eunan's. The reigning senior champions here in Donegal are out, beaten by their parish neighbours, 116 to 18 points after extra time. Maureen,
what an end. It's
Termon's day.
What an end, Dermot. And, you know, deservedly so. You have to give credit to Termon this afternoon. They dug deep when they needed it most. They played a very intense first half of football. Perhaps maybe not in it as much as they would have wanted to be in the second half. Come out against the one in the first period of extra time. Really, their backs against the wall at that stage. Kept well in it. You know, there was only a point between the sides for a very long time. St. Eunan's really grappling at the very end there, but some fantastic defending as well, you have to say, by this Termon outfit, a very young outfit. As you say, a very historic one for the Termon men out there. Probably their first ever senior championship quarter final. Jeremy, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, and against St. Eunan's. A St. Eunan's team who were the team to beat in this year's championship. Maureen, now, people had been saying that St. Eunan's had to click into gear in this championship so far. They've been winning matches, but their performances haven't just been 100% impressive. And today, they found themselves up against a Termon team who, again, we expect it from Termon for you know, over the years, don't we? This passion, this commitment, this hard-working, energetic approach to a game. And I'll tell you what, they dug deep and they forced the game to extra time. Remember that last gas equalising score which forced the game to extra time in the end. Aaron Reid with the fisted point, and in extra time they got the good start at the first period of extra time and were able to hold on to that lead.
Yeah, absolutely. Like as you say, it was all about holding on to that lead at the very end, even though they made a few mistakes there. You know, their kickouts probably. They'll probably look back and try and get them right. Just the some of the choices towards the end when you're trying to defend or trying to keep that lead, that's the time when you don't want to give the ball away. I know they'll go back and they'll look at some of those things going on to the next game. But like you talked about St. Eunan's, like perhaps not the team we've seen and the usual team that we would expect with St. Eunan's. But like when you look at the run of play, St. Eunan's haven't played heavy hitters in the first stages of the championship. Like they played two relegation teams in Erua and St. Noel's. They played Kilcare in the first round and they lost to Kilcare at the early stages. Perhaps their county players not coming to the fore, but with Niall O'Donnell injured, you know, Conor O'Donnell Jr. was a big miss out there this evening for them as well. But then you look at the other side and the flip side, Termon have played like Killy Beggs. That four Masters one really stood to them, like in the early stages of the campaign. That the game against St. Michael's, they'll have been disappointed, and yeah, then two big games against the reigning champions. And as I spoke about it before we come in here, it wasn't outside the realm of possibility that Termon could come away with a one here this evening, and you know, surprise everybody. Because like when you go out as raging underdogs as much as Termon went into this game,
they had nothing to lose.
And that's a team that's dangerous, and you could see the hunger and determination from them out there, the commitment, an all round team performance. You know, when you see Ryan McFadden out there with a head bandage on, every man wanted to be on the field. And it was great to see Enda McCormick coming in there. He's a fantastic
what
player.
What about that score
and
from
that
Enda
score,
McCormick?
That was the score of the game. You know, that was the score that put the point between the sides, and the one that St. Eunan's really couldn't get back into here this afternoon. Look, St. Eunan's, the reigning Donegal champions, are out. Termon goes through to the next round, and you probably would say a deserving enough victory from St. Eunan's or from Termon in the end here.
Yeah, and do you know what, Maureen? I'm just sitting here thinking as you're saying all that. It's a few years ago now, over in St. Mary's Convoy's pitch across the road and down the road a wee bit towards Convoy. Termon played Gweedore in a minor final. I was so impressed with that Termon team that night. Gweedore were favourites. Termon played so well. and I would imagine quite a number of those players are out there this evening. That's where those the work at underage level down in Termon, that's what it all means when you're here on an occasion like this. And those young boys out there in front of us should be so proud of themselves, but so should their coaches that have worked with them down through the years, down in those cold Sunday mornings when perhaps nobody really wanted to be there. But listen, yeah, this is what it's all about. This is what you play football for, days like this.
Yeah, and that's where the work happens, on the field, cold at night, when you're out training, when you're together. Like, and you know, you mentioned their management team. Kevin McDade's in there helping out Keelan McDade, and they're quite young. Like, Keelan McDade at 28 years old, I mean, look at his record so far with this Termon team. He's building a team for the future here, and a very, very young team, the majority of them in their 20s, and the majority of them grew up together, and I think that stands for a lot when you grow up playing with your teammates, your friends. It's evident to see on the field. You mentioned it earlier, they're not a team of individuals, they're a team that click well together, they gel well together, and they've been playing well together. And you know, they've come across a lot of stick in the last number of weeks, I suppose, for being light, and perhaps maybe should have beat St. Michael's down at the Bridge as well. Like, you know, that they probably didn't show that day, but they certainly showed out there, the team, yeah, that they can be a force to be reckoned with. Look, they don't have an intermediate championship and a Division 1, as much and all as you'd like to write off the Division 1 league,
yeah,
and say people aren't playing and teams aren't really playing and that, they're still the champions there when you look at it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's exactly it, Maureen. Yeah, that's exactly it. So, you know, there's no flash in the pan. Listen, last question to you now before we're going to try and get a wee bit of after-match reaction here as well. Man of the match, and it wasn't an easy one to call last week because it was one of those games where there were a number of good performers. I would imagine you'll go for a Termon player.
Listen, you know, you could call Jack Alcorn, you could call Ricky Galler on there. I thought he had a good game throughout. He had a good game the last day as well. You know, Oisin Harkin, very, very solid in the middle of the field. Patrick Fagan, a score at the right time. You know, I thought their substitute, Kieran Cassidy, had a very good game. Listen, it's hard to call. John James Sweeney, another one, but maybe just in terms of overall stamina and running on the field, maybe Ricky Galler, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, but okay, it is hard. It is hard to call.